Shalom and greetings, beloved ones. We are entering in now to one of the most beautiful and sacred times of the year. Not only do we see the leaves turning in many parts of the country where we have seasons, and that kind of gives us a sense that things are shifting in the atmosphere, but something is shifting in the spiritual atmosphere because we're entering in to what we call the fall holy days. God has a calendar, and He's divided His calendar into two separate sections or seasons. We have what is known as the spring holy days, and we have the fall holy days, and we are now in the fall holy days. Father God, we worship You today. And Father God, even as we sense there's a shifting that's taking place in the atmosphere, Father, those of us that live in climates where the leaves are turning and colors are forming and leaves are falling from the trees, we pray, Father God, that we might sense a shifting in the atmosphere in our own souls. Just that anticipation and that sense that You're doing something new. So, Father, as we enter into the holy days this year, we ask You to do something beautiful and new and sacred in each one of us. The first of the fall holy days, beloved, is called in Hebrew, Yom Teruah. We say in English, the Feast of Trumpets, also referred to as Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is head, Shana year. So this is celebrated as the Jewish New Year. But biblically speaking, this is what we read. I'm in the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus. I'm in the 24th verse. Hear the word of God. Leviticus 23, 24. The Lord is speaking here to Moses, and He's saying this. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, this is known in Hebrew as the month of Tishrei, in the seventh month, on the first of the month, you shall have a rest, a reminder by blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. So what we find here is when the feast takes place, it takes place on the first day of the seventh month in the Hebrew calendar or in the biblical calendar, and that this day is a day that God's people came together. It was a day of having a holy convocation, and they were to blow the trumpet or the shofar, the Lord said, as a reminder. Now, keep in mind that this is the first holy day in the fall holy day season. So this introduces the whole season that we're entering into right now. The spring holy days, beginning with Passover, commence with everything that Yeshua did in His first coming. The fall holy days that we're focusing on today are about what's going to happen at Yeshua's second coming. And isn't it something that we are introduced to the fall holy days by being commanded to blow a shofar as a reminder? What does the shofar remind us of? It reminds us, beloved, that Jesus is going to return. The Bible tells us at the last trumpet, He shall return. And it reminded Israel of what happened at Mount Sinai when approximately 3,500 years ago, millions of Jews were at the base of Mount Sinai, and they heard a cosmic shofar, a divine shofar from heaven, and that divine shofar announced the glory of God. Because when that shofar reached a climax 3,500 years ago at Sinai, then God suddenly spoke, and the kingdom of God broke into planet Earth. The kingdom of God, beloved ones, is getting to break into planet Earth again. And the Feast of Trumpets, where we blow the shofar, reminds us of this. Yeshua's coming is called the Blessed Hope, and we are commanded to get ready. Because when He comes, every eye is going to see Him. And we're going to be rewarded, each one, according to what we've done. So let's wake up and get ready and put our focus where it belongs, on Yeshua and the blessed hope of His soon return.